Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion on creating the most productive habits in your life, and today I want to talk about the daily task list. And it's something you may have heard me discuss before because I think it's so important to get things out of your mind and down on paper or down on an electronic device somewhere so that you don't have to worry about them. How many times do you wake up in the middle of the night thinking of everything you have to do? When you get up in the morning and you're overwhelmed because of all the stuff that you have to take care of because you just can't seem to keep it straight in your mind. And the reason for that stress is because the overwhelm comes from not having a clear plan of attack on how you're going to get through it all. And if instead you could get it down on a piece of paper and look at it visually, it's so much easier because now you're not forcing yourself to try to remember everything and creating that stress and with the fear of, oh my God, what if I forget this particular thing? So if you get it down on paper, that allows you to see it and then take the next step, which is to prioritize those things you really have to do. And if you can prioritize your tasks, okay, now you've got a game plan as to how you're going to go after it. Now, once you get them prioritized, the next step is to start and really focus. And if you're going to focus, what you want to do is you want to tackle one task at a time. And so in terms of the focusing on the task, do it until you finish. So get into it, do what you have to do, block everything else out. And then once you finish with that task, now you can go back and check your correspondence, email, voicemail, whatever you have to do, and then move on to number two. But if you're dealing with emails and voicemails and phone calls as you're taking on the task, you're not going to get it done as quickly. You're going to get off kilter. And this whole idea of multitasking, it's just a myth. We really and truly can't multitask because you get too scattered and it ends up taking you more time. And there's all kinds of studies that suggest this, right? The multitasking thing just does not work. So the more singularly focused you can become, the more productive you're going to be. And so take each task one at a time, do it until it's completion, and then move on to the next. So I know what you're thinking right now. Well, I've got this long-term task that I just can't complete in one sitting. Well, that's fine. What you want to do is you want to set incremental goals as you go and incorporate those goals into your to-do list. So have a point at which you're going to stop doing whatever that long-term project is, but set something in stone as to a place that you want to get to in that project. And then you can move on to doing what you wanted to do next. It's also suggested that breaks work. So the thought is if you work for 50 minutes and then take 10 minutes or work for 55 and take 5 minutes, that ultimately makes you more productive. Truth be told, it's not something that I do a lot of, but I think it's something worth looking into. It's something I'm going to experiment with a little bit more because I've been reading more on it, and it sounds like it does help to increase productivity. The other thing that the task list does is it gives you a sense of accomplishment. Right? When you check something off your list and you know that it's complete, there's some great satisfaction in that. So if nothing else, you feel your progress. It's worth doing. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just commit to joining me. A couple minutes a day is all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Get a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing family time, spending time and making a priority to be with the people that are most important to you. But for today, think about the task list. Get things out of your mind and get them down on paper. Prioritize what you're doing, and once you start, just stay focused through completion.